The Mortifying Ordeal of Telling the Truth is a Guardian TV story written by Blackwater Vile, read by Seth, S-E-F. Rating is teen. Summary. Xiong Wei loses the ability to lie. It goes about as well as you'd expect. The Mortifying Ordeal of Telling the Truth. Were Xiong Wei prone to such things, he would have cursed. Or kicked a wall. Or tipped his head back and yelled at the heavens to inquire what he had done to deserve such punishment. But Xiong Wei was not prone to such things, and so all he did was calmly unlock the door to his apartment, step out of his shoes, and neatly arrange them next to the coat rack. Then he, slowly and casually, and not at all panicked, strolled into the bathroom and washed his hands, looked at himself in the mirror and smiled and said, "My name is Xiong Wei. I am He Pao She, and I am wholeheartedly in love with Zhao Yunlan." The next thing he knew, there was a sharp pain in his knuckles, because Xiong Wei, the 10,000-year-old venerable He Pao She, had punched his mirror, shattering it into a million little shards. Fantastic. He glared down at his bleeding knuckles. All right. One more try. He took a deep breath and focused as hard as he could. I got this injury because I punched a mirror when I realized that I cannot lie anymore. Ugh. He groaned and buried his hands in his hair, probably making it sticky with blood. But he couldn't muster the energy to care. Just for once, he honestly regretted going after that Dishin Ren. It wasn't even like the young girl's powers were particularly dangerous. They led to social disaster, that was for sure, but they didn't endanger anyone's life. It had been this afternoon when Xiong Wei felt a sudden spike in dark energy in one of the classrooms of the university, and of course, went to investigate. He was He Pao She, it was all in the job description. If only he had ignored it this one time. If only... What he found was a scene straight out of a romance drama, where a girl stood in front of a boy and cried her eyes out, makeup running down her cheeks.
But you said you loved me. You said we'd always be together.
The girl, who was surrounded by an aura of dark energy, sobbed.
Well, I lied. I just finally wanted a girlfriend. It didn't really matter who it was. You were conveniently interested, the boy replied, clearly horrified by his own words. I totally mean what I'm saying right now. This is probably the first time I'm being honest with you. He clasped his hands in front of his mouth and shook his head. I'm not even really sorry, but it's kind of pitiful how you're crying.
The girl's sobs turned into wails, and she buried her face in her hands.
Why are you saying this? I don't understand. I love you.
Xiong Wei couldn't stand to watch it any longer. He audibly rattled the doorknob and entered the room. The boy looked at him, and Xiong Wei gave him his very best deadly He Pao She glare, the one that made dishing criminals grovel before him. He turned pale as a sheet and fled the room without another look back. The girl didn't even seem to notice his sudden disappearance. She was too busy drowning in her tears. Xiong Wei felt a bit helpless.
There, there,
he said, because that was what one was supposed to say in a situation like this, right? It's all... As soon as he stepped closer to the girl, She let out another loud sob and clutched at his vest without restraint. Shen Wei stood stock still and let her soak the expensive cloth with salty tears. He meant to clean it anyway. "Would you like to tell me what happened?" he asked carefully, trying to feel for the source and form of her dark energy.
Yes,
the girl sobbed and continued to not tell anything. It took her the better part of a minute and several gasped breaths to finally collect enough air into her lungs to speak.
We were a couple for 2 months, and he always said he loved me so much. And then suddenly today he said...
Shen Wei waited patiently for a few more choked sobs.
Said those horrible things that he didn't really love me. Why? We were so happy.
While she told her tragic tale, Shen Wei had made out her energy structure. It was wound tightly around her core. Inherited, then, and judging from its makeup, it manifested in a psychic rather than a physical way. Has this happened before? That people suddenly told cruel truths?
No, never.
The girl's hands tightened on his vest.
Well, when my father left us, he... But that has nothing to do with this.
Shen Wei nodded and raised a hand to carefully pat the girl's head, even though he had no idea if he did that right. Could I ask you something quite personal? She slowly extracted herself from him. Her eyes were red and puffy, and the makeup streaks that covered her face were surely mirrored on Shen Wei's vest now.
What?
Does your mother happen to be Di Xinren? The girl went from fiercely red to deadly pale in a heartbeat. Of course, the mother had been from Di Xin, and of course her daughter's powers had manifested on that very day. Shen Wei had told her to go back home and ask her mother to teach her how to control them. Then he had told her very sternly and in a very exaggerated manner that she must absolutely never use those powers for evil, because the horribly cruel Di Xin enforcer known as He Pao She had no mercy at all for those who abused their abilities. She had looked terrified enough for Shen Wei to be certain that she'd stay out of trouble. He had also told her that she could ask him for help if her mother couldn't teach her. And that had been it. Shen Wei made his way home and thought that, of course, her powers would have no effect on him. He was the most powerful Di Xinren in existence, after all. It hadn't been until he reached the apartment complex that he felt something strange, a sudden numb feeling in the back of his head. His steps faltered, and he rubbed his temples. The kind old lady from upstairs had seen him and asked whether everything was all right. Of course, Shen Wei had meant to reply. I'm perfectly fine. Not really, was what had come out of his mouth. I seem to have a headache. And that was when he had gotten a terrifying sense of foreboding. It had cemented itself when he'd answered the old lady's question whether he needed help with, "No, thank you. I never accept anyone's help, and prefer to suffer on my own." And now, staring at the empty space where the mirror used to be, he was 100% horribly certain. He couldn't lie anymore. The girl's aura had affected him, after all. He took a deep breath and tried to calm himself. Dustpan, yes, He should clean up the glass shards. Everything was all right. He hurried out of the bathroom and towards the cleaning cupboard. This needn't be the disaster he was making of it. He knew from years and years of experience that those kind of powers wore off after a while of being exceedingly bothersome. So all he had to do was wait. That was a good thing. Shen Wei was great at waiting. He wondered if somewhere out there existed a Di Xin Ren with the power to make one unable to wait as well. There was only one thing that was important now. To stay away from... Shen Wei? Came a voice from behind the apartment door. Shen Wei? I heard something shatter. Are you okay? No, Zhao Yilan, not at all, Shen Wei replied, and clasped his hands in front of his mouth. What? What's wrong? Shen Wei said nothing. Maybe if he didn't react, Zhao Yilan would simply leave. Shen Wei? Hey, Shen Wei, are you okay? Are you unconscious? Shen Wei! He hammered against the door so hard that Shen Wei wondered for how long the wood could withstand the assault. Shen Wei tried to find words that weren't a lie, but also concealed so much of the truth that he wouldn't admit his condition to Zhao Yilan. The SID chief, slash love of Shen Wei's life, had been prying with increasing valor into Shen Wei's secrets, and Shen Wei really couldn't afford to expose them. I am not unconscious, Zhao Yilan. I broke glass. I will clean it up now. He quickly forced all the healing energy he possessed into his bleeding hand. I am not injured anymore. That last word forced its way past his lips before he could stop it. Shen Wei resisted the urge to kick the table. Any more? So you were injured? Shen Wei! You took care of me last time, so let me return the favor now. I am not okay, but I also do not want you to help me. I want you to stay away from me. Ah! Shen Wei groaned. The words, I'm fine, and any variation thereof, had been ingrained so deeply into his very core that he said them automatically. And of course, now they turned into the truth, somewhere on the way from his throat to his tongue. Oh, said Zhao Yunlan, and Shen Wei could hear the hurt dejection in his tone. Oh, okay. Well, if you need anything, you know where to find me. Shen Wei stared at the door, behind which he could almost see Zhao Yunlan trudge with hanging shoulders and lowered head back to his own apartment. This was the worst day of his modern life. Shen Wei sat in his office and looked down at the paper he was grading. This student's approach to academic writing was slightly problematic, and Shen Wei had meant to gently convey that sentiment in his commentary. What he had written was, "This is utter and unfounded nonsense that has been put on paper with spectacularly bad sentence structure and is an insult to the very topic it tries to discuss." Shen Wei was mortified. He had thought that at least his job would be unimpeded by the truth curse. Yes, this was what he would be calling it going forward. But apparently even white lies were not allowed. He considered pretending to have lost the paper instead of handing it back with such a crushing comment. Professor Shen? Came a thin voice from the door, accompanied by a weak knock. Yes, please come in, Shen Wei said and steeled himself. He could do this. No matter what the student wanted, it certainly wouldn't require Shen Wei to lie. And if it had actually been a student who came in, that would have been true. But in shuffled Guo Changchun, of all people, looking as horrified as Shen Wei was feeling. Guo Changchun, what an unpleasant surprise.
fantastic start. How can I help you?
Guo Chengchun looked startled for a moment, but then seemed to think he had misheard. Shang Wei was grateful for his own good reputation.
Chief Zhao is worried about you, but he said you didn't want to see him, so he sent me to check up on you.
Shang Wei's heart broke into tiny little pieces.
Oh, is Zhao Yunlan all right?
Guo Chaocheng said as if he too was having trouble telling a lie.
He wouldn't want me to say this, but I think he's not all right.
Well, physically he is, but I think he's sad because you haven't talked to him in almost a week.
The tiny little pieces of Shan Wei's heart splintered further.
I did not mean to hurt him.
I know, Guo Chengchen said hurriedly. I didn't mean to imply that, but...
But you kind of did, Professor Shan.
Why don't you at least tell him why you don't want to talk?
Shan Wei swallowed.
It wasn't like he hadn't thought about that, but what was he supposed to say?
Sorry I've been avoiding you, but I've been affected by a Dixin power that makes it impossible for me to lie, and I'm hiding too many things from you to safely talk to you right now.
He had thought the power would go away on its own after a day or two, but it was still at large.
Shan Wei had had plenty of horrible encounters where he accidentally told a truth he hadn't meant to. Most of them didn't have much of an impact, but some were rather precarious.
Like the time his colleague had asked him if he would be bringing a significant other to the yearly staff celebration, and Shan Wei had said, "I would love to, but he doesn't know he's my significant other yet." The colleague had looked at Shan Wei like a person looked at someone who had just revealed stalker tendencies, and all Shan Wei had been able to do was laugh awkwardly in an attempt to turn the truth into a joke. Or, like that other time, when his student had asked him if he'd had a good week so far, and Shan Wei had answered, "I've had the worst week since that time my lover was torn away from me, and I'm considering another 10,000-year sleep." The student had stared at him with horror in her eyes, and the next day Shan Wei had found 3 cakes and 5 bouquets on his office table. So it was safe to say that Shan Wei was currently a bit compromised where his emotional state was concerned. "I am afraid to talk to Zhao Yunlan," he said. He'd become so used to admitting embarrassing things that this one seemed surprisingly tame. And it was probably the one truth he needed to admit as much to himself as to Guo Chengchun. Zhao Yunlan was so dear to him, and he was scared. No, petrified at the prospect of ruining their friendship with the truth Zhao Yunlan wasn't ready to handle yet. Of course, Shen Wei intended to tell him that he was He Paoshe at some point, just not right now.
"You don't need to be," Guo Chengchun said eagerly. "I'm sure as soon as you show up, Chief Zhao will be happy again. It's just so unusual to see him this sad and dejected."
Shen Wei crumpled the disastrous paper in his fist. If this was how he were to meet his end, then so be it. He'd rather disintegrate into nothingness than be the cause for Zhao Yunlan's sadness for a second longer. Crossing the door to the SID felt like entering the final layer of DU. The usual warm and homely atmosphere was replaced by a looming dread, not unlike the one Shen Wei had felt after waking up and realizing the world had moved on 10,000 years without him. The bullpen was largely empty with the exception of Da Jin, who lounged on the sofa and played with his phone.
"Oh, hey, Xiaoguo, you're back," he said without looking up. "Did you bring the prof?"
I am here, Shan Wei confirmed. Ah, good. Everyone else has fled because the only case we have right now is that of Lao Zhao's abysmal mood. If you want to talk to him, he's sulking in his office. I really do not want to, but I'd rather talk to him than be the cause of his suffering. He is very dear to me, Shan Wei said before he could stop himself, as if the truth now demanded to be said. Da Qin went still. From his phone came a sad jingle of defeat. What? Nothing, Shan Wei wanted to say, but of course that would have been a lie. So instead it became, I said that I do not wish to be the cause of Jia Yinlan's suffering, since he is very dear to me. Dear to you, Da Qin echoed. You've known him for what, a month? Two? And you've only experienced his insufferable side. What part of him exactly is dear to you? He snorted and looked at Shan Wei with a raised eyebrow, probably expecting Shan Wei to spread his arms and say, "Psych!" or whatever people did today to indicate they made a joke. Alas, Shan Wei did not say, "Psych!" Every part of him is perfect. There is not a single thing about Zhao Yunlan I do not cherish beyond my own life. Great. This was just great. Da Qin gawked at him. What the fa- Da Qin! The door to Zhao Yunlan's office burst open. We just got a call. There's been a Shan Wei? What are you doing here? I am here to console you. That made Zhao Yunlan pause in the middle of shrugging on his jacket. Then he laughed, so obviously fake that it grated against Shan Wei's ears. Did Shao Guo put you up to this? I just had him check up on you to... Well, whatever. We just got a case, so no need to waste your time here, Shan Wei. My time is never wasted when I am with you, Zhao Yunlan. Shan Wei's tone matched the reverence of the words, and there was little leeway left for misinterpretation. I will accompany you, he added in an attempt to take the weight off the words. Judging by Zhao Yunlan's expression, it didn't help. I can't take you to apprehend a dangerous Di Xinren. You're a civilian, Shan Wei, and a professor at that. The risk of you getting hurt is too high. This time, Shan Wei wasn't even sure anymore what he had meant to say originally, but what came out of his mouth was, I am a lot stronger than you, Zhao Yunlan. I can protect you. Silence settled in the SID, in which everyone present looked at Shan Wei. Shan Wei also looked at himself and the life choices that had led him to this point. With each lie he wanted to say, the curse that had befallen him seemed to grow stronger and force the truth out more violently. I mean, Da Qin drawled and broke the silence. You do have very obvious noodle arms, Lao Zhao. And Professor Shan's sleeve garters are rather tight. That's not the point here. I'm a trained officer. I'm very capable of protecting myself. Thank you very much. Please let me come with you, Zhao Yunlan. I worry about you constantly, and this would put me at ease. You worry about me? For a second, Zhao Yunlan looked surprised. Then his eyes narrowed. Well, I worry about you as well, but you wouldn't even open the door for me. So no, Shan Wei, you can't come. Shan Wei was too afraid to open his mouth because he could feel the words, but I am Hei Pasha, and I want to protect you, take shape on his tongue. And so he could only watch helplessly as Zhao Yunlan strode out of the SID and into danger. Then he got an idea. You shouldn't, his rationality immediately said.
I absolutely should, replied that part of him that lived for Zhao Yunlan, which was a lot larger and more vocal than rationality. Chief Zhao.
Hey, Lao Ge. What are you doing here?
Sheng Wei didn't reply, using He Pao's aloof reservedness as an excuse to be rude and not say the truth. But Zhao Yunlan continued to look at him expectantly, showing no indication of backing off.
I worried about you. I do not want you to get hurt.
Zhao Yunlan looked like he couldn't quite decide whether he wanted to be annoyed or baffled, and so he settled on a slightly confused smirk.
How sweet of you. Careful or I might get ideas.
And I wouldn't want to make Di Xing's respected envoy uncomfortable with flirtation. There was a very obvious challenge in Zhao Yunlan's words. Sheng Wei's stupid, truth-telling mouth wasn't able to ignore it.
You wouldn't. I secretly enjoy it.
Da Qin made a noise that sounded like a cat that had its tail stepped on. Zhao Yunlan's eyebrows rose so high that they vanished behind his bangs. Sheng Wei wondered if he could stage the envoy's death and come up with a new persona. Maybe switch up the color scheme for a change. The navy-robed ambassador. But for now, there were more pressing things than his image change.
Do you know which powers the Dixingren has?
Zhao Yunlan cleared his throat. Yes, ice powers.
Oh, I see.
Why do you sound so disappointed? Zhao Yunlan asked carefully. Maybe he, too, was afraid of the truths Sheng Wei was forced to say. Well, Sheng Wei didn't want to disappoint.
I already know ice powers. I hope to learn something new.
Now it was Zhao Yunlan's turn to say.
Oh, I see.
As if Di Xin's enforcer of justice hadn't just said something incredibly inconsiderate. They stood around for another heartbeat or two, really taking in that awkwardness, before Da Qin clapped his hands.
All right, we've got a criminal to catch.
Well said, Fat Cat. Is his lordship going to accompany us?
Of course.
Zhao Yunlan nodded and gestured to his jeep. Then get in. I'm sure Da Qin is willing to sit in the back.
Sheng Wei swallowed.
This might have been his worst idea, yet. This had been his worst idea, yet. Contrary to Sheng Wei's expectations that he'd be more subdued in the presence of the envoy, Zhao Yunlan was constantly talking, and not in the good, I tell you insignificant and yet infinitely interesting details about my day way, but in the I'm back at it again with the prying questions way.
Sheng Wei had spent the first 5 minutes of the ride feigning deafness until Zhao Yunlan's hand had landed on his thigh, which was when Sheng Wei decided that a few truths were a small price to pay for modesty.
So, hey, Lao Ge, you still haven't answered my question. How are you doing these days?
By now, Sheng Wei knew that a direct lie wouldn't work, and so he settled for the least damaging truth. I'm facing quite severe problems, but I have confidence that I can work it out somehow.
Oh, don't you have anyone to ask for help?
I do not wish to burden anyone with my troubles. It is better I take care of them myself.
That sounds awfully familiar. You don't happen to be acquainted with a certain Professor Shang?
Ha! Zhao Yunlan turned his head and grinned at him, and Sheng Wei quickly averted his gaze, hoping the hood would cover his face.
And how are you, Chief Zhao?
I'm good. How else could I be?
"He's a liar, is what he is," came Da Jin's voice from the back. "Hey, I'm no liar. I'm perfectly fine." Sheng Wei felt something tap his arm and found that Da Jin had leaned forward and was sort of hugging the seat from behind. "You're being lied to, Your Excellency." Lao Zhao was Zhao Yunlan slapped his head, and Da Jin recoiled with a howl. Sheng Wei was kind of stunned at how easily they both acted in his presence, considering at least Da Jin was still afraid of him a few weeks back. Zhao Yunlan, of course, had never had much patience for respecting authority. "Hey, Lao Ge, do you also have ungrateful and impertinent friends like these back in Dixi?"
"I've never had any friends," Sheng Wei said. There it was again. Awkward silence, his old friend. In an attempt to alleviate that silence, Sheng Wei wanted to say that it didn't matter, that he didn't need friends, because it was the truth. "But I've always longed for a real friend, someone who just feels like home." If Zhao Yunlan looked stunned at that confession, it was nothing compared to what Sheng Wei was feeling. This wasn't right. He was supposed to always tell the truth, wasn't he? But this wasn't the truth. He didn't want. Didn't need.
"Wow, that is the saddest thing I've ever heard," Da Jin commented.
"Hey, Lao Ge." Zhao Yunlan looked at him like it was 10,000 years ago and Sheng Wei had just thanked him for being interested in his story. It was a bit too much.
"But it is okay. I have..." Sheng Wei had never been so grateful for the loud sound of screeching tires that completely drowned out the "you," he added. Zhao Yunlan cursed as the jeep skittered over a thick layer of ice that covered the ground. They came to a halt just before crashing into a wall, which may have been thanks to Zhao Yunlan's impeccable driving skills, or the fact that Sheng Wei teleported out of the car and stopped it with his bare hands. Zhao Yunlan stumbled out of the door and stared at Sheng Wei while gesturing wildly.
"Hey, Lao Ge! Holy fucking shit, did you just throw yourself in between the car and the wall?"
"Yes."
"And stop the car with your bare hands?"
"Yes."
"What the fuck? You could have been crushed."
Zhao Yunlan's concern for Dixin's all-powerful envoy was very sweet, but Sheng Wei didn't want him to worry needlessly.
"It is nothing. I barely used any power."
"Well, apparently the truth turned him into a show-off." "Barely used shit."
And then he muttered something that sounded suspiciously like, "I'd be a lot angrier if it wasn't so hot." But Da Jin picked this moment to point to a running figure a little way further down the road.
"Hey, is that him?"
Sheng Wei sent a wave of dark energy down the street, and yes, that was definitely a Dixin Ren.
"Stay here, Chief Zhao. I will take care of it."
Sheng Wei teleported straight in front of the fleeing person, who turned out to be a boy barely older than 18. He trembled slightly, his arms encrusted in ice up to his shoulders.
Don't come any closer."
He raised his hand and pointed at Sheng Wei.
"Let me go. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm not going back."
Zhao Yunlan, ever insistent on ignoring Sheng Wei's attempts at keeping him safe, gingerly stepped forward on the slippery ice.
"Hey, young friend, don't you know who you're talking to? Your powers won't do much against Hei Pausha."
The Dixin Ren whirled around, his outstretched hand now pointed at Zhao Yunlan.
"Stay back!"
A frigid wind blew through the street, and Zhao Yunlan reflexively flinched back. That was all the distraction Sheng Wei needed. He summoned up his own ice powers and encased the young Dixin Ren's body in it. The other's powers were clearly still very new, and he didn't have any control over it, so he didn't manage to counter Sheng Wei's ice with his own. Well, at least the cold wouldn't hurt him.
"Told you,"
Zhao Yunlan said with clattering teeth.
Nice move, eh, Lauga?
Chishao.
Shengwei walked past the ice-encrusted Dishing Ren, noticing and ignoring the disbelieving glance he got, and reached for Zhao Yunlan's hands to send a surge of warmth through him.
You shouldn't have put yourself in danger.
I didn't. You're here, aren't you?
Hey, Lauga wouldn't let me come to harm.
He fluttered his lashes exaggeratedly. It was a joke, and Shengwei knew it, but he couldn't help answering with a bit too much of the truth.
I will never let any harm come to you, Zhao Yunlan. No matter what it takes, I will protect you.
That, combined with the fact that Shengwei was still holding on to Zhao Yunlan's hands, made the situation a lot more intense than Shengwei had intended. Zhao Yunlan looked at him with his mouth hanging open, clearly at a loss for words. Shengwei wanted the earth to swallow him whole.
Wait.
He could make the earth swallow him whole.
I have to salvage my dignity, he said abruptly. It was meant to be. I have to take the Dishin Ren back. But clearly the world hated Shengwei. And turned around. The boy was equally stunned as Zhao Yunlan and didn't even protest when Shengwei took him and opened a portal. Taking another 10,000-year nap sounded more and more inviting.
One day later, just after Shengwei had returned from teaching the young Dishin Ren to control his powers, there was a knock at his door. Shengwei dreaded human interaction these days, without the comfortable securities lies always provided.
Professor, do you have cold medicine?
Shengwei yanked the door open, making Da Qin knock on his chest instead.
Oh, hello, Professor. Lao Zhao has a cold. Is Zhao Yunlan all right? Does he need anything else?
Shengwei was already rummaging through the medicine cabinet.
I don't think so.
Da Qin stared as Shengwei piled various kinds of traditional and modern medicine into his arms while explaining their use.
Professor, I can't possibly remember all this.
I can write it down for you, Shengwei offered immediately.
I can't read suddenly, Da Qin said.
Shengwei stared at him. Da Qin stared back defiantly. Then he deflated.
Okay, that was a lie.
Lucky him.
But why don't you come over and take care of him? His suffering is so loud, and I could really use a break.
Please, Professor?
There is nothing I would rather do, but I doubt he would want to see me.
Bullshit, he's just big petty.
Pretty please, Professor.
I'm not sure...
Oh, I just got a message from Lin Jing. I need to get back to the SID immediately.
But you didn't even look at your phone?
I have a chip in my ear, Da Qin said unconvincingly.
The ability to lie was really wasted on him, Shengwei thought pettily, and pushed the medicine back into Shengwei's arms.
See you around, Prof. Please take care of Lao Zhao.
And with that, he was off.
Shengwei looked after him wistfully. He wanted his lies back.
But, more importantly, he wanted Zhao Yunlan to be okay. And so he quickly gathered what one might need to take care of a sick friend and walked across the hallway. The door was left open.
Draft, Shengwei thought and shook his head.
And from the inside he heard the groans of an obviously suffering sick person. Shengwei gently knocked on the doorframe.
Zhao Yunlan, may I come in?
If you want me to infect you, then sure, do as you please.
Okay.
Shengwei closed the door behind him and strode over to Zhao Yunlan, who was buried underneath the covers of his bed.
Shengwei, it was sarcastic. I don't need you to take care of me.
Yes, you do. Look, you don't even have water on your nightstand. You should stay hydrated. and you should eat a light meal and take medicine. Why are you even awake? You should be sleeping. Okay. Please stop demonstrating how bad I am at adulting. I get it. You're the perfect professor who has his life under control, and I'm the human disaster. Whatever.
Zhao Yunlan, are you still mad at me?
Mad? I'm not mad. Never was. Disappointed, maybe? Hurt that you didn't trust me to take care of you? Possibly. But mad? Nah.
Shengwei stood forlornly in front of the bed, hands full of medicine, and looked down at the mountain of blankets that was Zhao Yunlan.
I'm so sorry, Zhao Yunlan. I know what I did was wrong. I did not intend to hurt you. Please, you must believe me. For once, I'm telling the truth.
Zhao Yunlan abruptly pushed back the covers and stared up at Shengwei. His red nose stood out prominently in his pale face.
For once? So you've been lying to me.
All the time.
Oh, no. This was bad.
Shengwei tried to find words to salvage it, but there were only lies. He tried anyway.
I've been lying to you so much, Zhao Yunlan, you don't even know.
Well, that didn't work. Zhao Yunlan was speechless for a moment. Then he laughed, a raspy sound that made Shengwei look around for a glass to fill.
You're fucking with me, aren't you?
If Shengwei had paid more attention to Zhao Yunlan's words instead of to the sink that was piled with dirty glasses, he might not have answered. But, alas.
I would like to.
What?
What?
Did you just...
Shengwei, I think I have a fever. I'm hearing things now.
I will make you medicinal tea. Shengwei fled to the kitchen and bustled unnecessarily noisily with the kettle. This entire situation was a disaster just waiting to happen, and there was nothing Shengwei could do about it. Leaving was as much out of the question as lying.
Shengwei, came Zhao Yunlan's voice from the bed. If Shengwei only ignored him, then maybe he could prevent some further embarrassments.
He poured boiling water over the tea leaves and put a lid on the cup.
Yes, Zhao Yunlan?
Ignoring Zhao Yunlan, also out of the question.
I'm sorry.
Shengwei paused a few steps away from the bed.
What could you possibly be sorry for? You've done nothing wrong ever in your life.
Zhao Yunlan snorted. Not the best idea, considering his runny nose. Shengwei quickly placed the tablet with the teacup on the nightstand and dug out a handkerchief. Zhao Yunlan took it and blew his nose.
I've done plenty of dumb stuff. But right now, I'm sorry for being so childish. I should respect your boundaries, and if you don't want my help, then I should accept that.
Zhao Yunlan, no, I should be the one to apologize. I was in a very bad place when you came over. I had just realized that I couldn't lie anymore, and talking to you in that situation is very dangerous.
You don't owe me an explanation. I completely
Wait, what? He sat up and stared at Shengwei out of wide eyes.
What?
Shengwei stared back, eyes probably equally wide.
I did not mean to say that, Shengwei said truthfully. If you could please ignore it, that would be very much appreciated. Here, tea.
But tea seemed to be Zhao Yunlan's smallest worry now.
What do you mean you can't lie anymore?
That Adishin power is forcing me to tell the truth. To be honest,
not that I could be anything but. This is the exact reason I tried to avoid you as Shang Wei. Truth by truth, Shang Wei dug his own grave. He groaned loudly and buried his face in his hands, hoping that maybe if he hid from the world, it would stop being mean to him. Maybe he should have covered his ears instead. Wait, what do you mean you tried to avoid me as Shang Wei? Shang Wei shook his head and bit the inside of his lip to keep the admission from escaping. Not like this, he thought. Please. Not like this. For a moment, all was quiet. Then Shang Wei felt a hand pat his head. It's okay. I won't ask any more. Sorry, I didn't mean to take advantage of you. Shang Wei lifted his head. But this is your chance to get the information you want. Yeah, Zhao Yunlan said and leaned back. I don't want it like this, though. I'm smart. I'll figure it out without some weird dishing powers aiding me. Also, you're so kindly taking care of me, I don't want to be ungrateful. Thank you, Shang Wei breathed, relief flooding his entire body. Do you know how to get rid of it? I thought that it would wear off over time, but it has been a week, and so far it is only getting worse. Hey, I know someone who might be able to help you, if you're not an if you're not averse to some more Dixing powers. My good friend is a powerful official from Dixing and could certainly do something for you. Zhao Yunlan grinned at him, obviously proud to be offering such a grand service. Shang Wei was stunned for a moment as the words, "my good friend," echoed through his head. Friend, Zhao Yunlan considered the envoy his friend, even more so, his good friend. Then Shang Wei realized what that actually meant. Ah, he said. What else to say when one offered to get you help from yourself? You should recuperate first. Your health is the most vital thing. Oh, wow, this kind of hits different when I know you're telling the truth. Zhao Yunlan laughed a bit awkwardly and scratched his neck. If you already treat me like this, then the people who are actually important to you are really lucky. You are the most important person in my life. You always were, and you always will be. This time, Shang Wei hadn't even tried to lie. He had seen that strangely insecure expression on Zhao Yunlan's face, so completely different from anything else he had seen there before, and wanted to reassure him. In hindsight, maybe it had been a bit much, because now that insecurity made way to shock. Shang Wei, I'm sorry, but I have to ask. Did we meet before? You don't have to say anything else, just yes or no. Shang Wei gave him a long look. What did he have to lose? Yes. Will I understand one day? Yes, we were. A hand clasped over his mouth. No need to say anything more. I trust you. Well, not that there is any doubt that you were telling the truth just there. Zhao Yunlan smiled. Just for the record, you're also very important to me. I might not understand all there is, but I don't know. It's just you, Shang Wei. There's this, I don't know, this connection or something. It's good to know I wasn't imagining it. You weren't, definitely not, Shang Wei said. Or would have said, if Zhao Yunlan's hand weren't still covering his mouth. Oops, Zhao Yunlan said, and quickly removed it to pick up the tea that had steeped for far too long by now,
evidenced by the face Zhao Yunlan made when he drank it. Then he gave Sheng Wei a thoughtful and very, very dangerous look.
But this is an opportunity, and there are some things I just need to know.
Sheng Wei swallowed heavily. What do you say, a round or two of truth or truth until I fall asleep? Zhao Yunlan grinned widely. My first question. He pointed to Sheng Wei's feet. Do you iron your socks? You seem like a person who irons their socks. Sheng Wei sighed. This would be a very, very long night. The next morning, Sheng Wei woke up with a crick in his neck, his shoulder, and his lower spine. Probably because he had fallen asleep in the chair in front of Zhao Yunlan's bed, a small price to pay for the first sight of the day being a sleeping Zhao Yunlan. Sheng Wei noticed the change immediately. He only now realized that he had been living with a constant pain in the back of his head, because his head suddenly felt strangely light and free. He looked intently at Zhao Yunlan, and when he was sure that his breath was still slow with sleep, he quietly muttered to himself, I am Sheng Wei, an ordinary professor from Longcheng University who is definitely not a powerful envoy from Dixing. The lies tasted like liberation and strawberry. He couldn't help but smile wildly. Maybe it had been the countless truths that had been forced out of him yesterday. Maybe the curse had a limited amount of lies it could block. After all, Sheng Wei had admitted to ironing his socks, really liking strawberry-flavored milk tea, and having fallen asleep during a teacher's conference once, among many other things. But now the world was right again, and Sheng Wei could lie to his heart's content. He looked at Zhao Yunlan's sleeping form and felt a soft smile tugging at his lips. But this man could have some truths, as a treat. End. Please remember to leave feedback for Blackwater Vile on her author page. Thanks for listening. Ha ha ha.